This week, walking through my orchard, I trimmed off a lot of shoots. I had a lot of shoots coming up from below graft lines. And there's a couple of trees out there, like, man, that thing could really use a pruning because it just looks nasty. But I thought, I think this Saturday we've got somebody that might know about the proper tree trimming time. So I wanted to wait till today to ask you, what is there any pruning or should I just lay off and risk of sunburning something?
Yeah, I appreciate that. We need to start backing off on our pruning as we move deeper into the summer. Of course, there's some trees, though, that actually do well all through the year. We actually recommend a summer pruning of our mesquites because they have such a heavy flush of growth in the spring. You don't want to prune them too early, and then by midsummer just have them as full as they were before you started. But we have a little guideline that we picked up from the city of Avondale. I thought it was really great because they had this kind of sort of humorous approach to knowing when to stop pruning. We get questions about when to start pruning, but we all also want to know when to stop. You know, how much dosage of pruning should we be performing on our trees when we get out in the yard? And they have a couple of tips here. Always begin with a plan and stop when you have accomplished your goal. I really like that. You know, we highly discourage recreational pruning where people get out in their yards with your loppers for a little bit of exercise and start cutting away. Be sure you have an objective in mind and stop when you've accomplished the objective. Their next point here is never prune a plant you love when you are angry. Next, it says begin with your fastest growing, toughest plants.
You know what? If you're angry and you're looking for something to do, dig that next hole for the tree you're going to plant.
There you go. That's a better idea. Get that energy out some other way than by pruning. Begin with your fastest growing, toughest plants. This way, your enthusiasm may have worn off a bit before you get to those expensive or slow growing plants. I like that. Next, don't clean up the clippings from your plant until you are done. This way, it will remind you how much foliage you've removed. And again, the ANSI standards stipulate 25% of a tree's foliage should be removed in a single growing season, not to exceed that amount. So, you know, when you're pruning, look at the pile of brush, and if it represents about 25% of the mass of overall foliage on the plant, you've probably reached your maximum for that growing season. Next, stop periodically to assess what you've done and what is left to do. And lastly, ask someone to interrupt every half hour to see if you are finished yet. So set yourself a timer and have your loved one, your spouse, come out and say, hey, give it a break. No, you want to try to remember that every time we're pruning plants, the bottom line is less is more. That is, when you're removing green plant material from your plants, they're the photosynthetic manufacturing plant, and they are necessary to provide the energy reserves for the rest of the tree to keep it healthy. So be able to justify every cut. Only prune what you need to remove from the plant and learn to be a little more conservative. Your plants will love you for it.
Now, every real tradesman I know usually has a set of tools that you don't see on every shelf in every hardware store. I was working with our foreman this week, Stan Zambrinen, in the garage doing some makeover to our cabinet shop, and he brought out these metal level. He had this metal level set that was just incredible tool. I've never even heard of the brand before, and I stole two of them. He doesn't know it yet, but I got to finish. I'll bring it back when I'm done with my projects this weekend. But when I was looking, I put in my truck. Just incredible tools. Where do y'all go for your loppers and your pruners, and what brands do you like?
There are some industry quality pruning tools. We especially like a pole pruner that we can that you really can't get at a local hardware store. And there's two places. We like to go to Artistic Arborist, which is just south of Camelback on 7th Avenue. And it's a horticultural supply place. They've got great tools. But they have a Marvin pruner head and a couple of extension handles and an adapter so you can put a pole saw on it as well. And it would cost you under $200 for, I think, one of the best industry investments you can make. If you do a fair amount of pruning, you might really want to step up to an industry quality product like that Marvin pruner head and a couple of extension handles. And you can get them at, as I said, Artistic Arborist in Phoenix, and also Vermeer Sales Southwest in the East Valley has similar products, and it'd be fun to walk through there if you are a serious pruner.
And I don't know about Marvin, but I can attest that Vermeer is an American-made product. Their plant is right next to Pella in Pella, Iowa.
There you go.
I haven't toured that plant, but I did, but I saw it when we were there walking through
Yeah, Vermeer is a great American company.
So we need to cover a few bases here. You know, like when you go to church, you got your bulletin board, you got to cover your bases.
There you go.
We mentioned the Tour de Trees. What is that website or phone number? I can learn more about that.
Yeah, you can download a map of the Tour de Trees, which is coming up on Saturday, May 2nd, from 8:30 to 11:30, by going to the Valley Permacultural Alliance website at vpaaz.org. That's vpaaz.org.
And for someone with a ficus white fly problem or to contact you, John Eisenhower at Integrity Tree Service?
602-788-0005 to contact Integrity Tree Service.
And it's itreeservice.com online?
You got it, itreeservice.com.
We appreciate your time in with us Saturday morning.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.